When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Charlie, you know, I'm a fan, and so this is super huge news to me.
Patrick Kane back in a Blackhawks sweater. It's actually funny. I've gotten so many texts this morning from people that I haven't heard from in a long time that are like, we're back in on the Hawks. And
yeah.
So even the casual fan that has maybe been disconnected from the rebuild feels rejuvenated by the Kane re-signing, but also, oh yeah, there's this guy named Connor Bedard that he's probably going to play with. So very exciting times both on and off the ice for Chicago Blackhawks.
You know, Charlie, you hear before and after every Blackhawks game here on 720 WGN. You played when you were a little kid. Your dad had season tickets, so you became a super fan, but they weren't good when you were watching them, right?
They weren't good, and I don't even know why I gravitated to the Blackhawks, because in the 90s, the Bulls were winning six championships,
right.
So you think I would have gravitated to the Bulls,
yeah.
But it was actually the Blackhawks and the sport of hockey. And so it's kind of like a full circle moment here, where Kane was like the beginning of a lot of people's childhood of getting back to watching Blackhawks hockey. And now there's a new generation coming up that is all about Connor Bedard. And then you probably have the parents of those kids that are Bedard fans that are saying, hey, this 88 guy, that's the guy that we grew up watching and how we became fans. So it's going to be a cool synergy of the past, the future, but also merging in the present with Kane and Bedard.
And does Patrick Kane accelerate Connor Bedard's growth in ways that might not be statistical?
I do believe that Kane's presence will certainly help Connor Bedard on the ice, off the ice. I mean, Connor's going to elevate into superstar status one way or another. Like, with or with Patrick Kane, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
But I think just being around Connor, being around Patrick Kane, and just how he carries himself, what he's going to do for him as a line mate, how they're going to think the game, like even just practices. Like, I imagine the conversations about where are you going to be, where am I going to be, and Connor's going to feel very validated being able to learn from a number one overall pick in the same way that, you know, Connor was. And so I think there's going to be a lot of positive aspects of Bedard's game that is going to flourish because of the addition of Patrick Kane.
Right, because Patrick Kane was here at that age. In that age, I don't know, I wasn't a star, but it was tough to navigate your early 20s, and especially when all the focus is on you, the expectations are high, and hopefully Patrick Kane can offer some off-ice advice to navigate what has had, well, it's been a bit of a tough time.
Yeah, like the Connor's first 3 years in Chicago, it's really just been him. You know, when things are going poorly, it's when are the Hawks are going to get Connor Bedard some help, right? Well, now you got Patrick Kane back, and he can help, you know, shoulder some of the load from Bedard so that he doesn't feel like he has to carry the weight of an entire franchise. And so now, with Bedard and Kane together, it feels like Bedard will do a better job. Or, I mean, he's already done a fantastic job, but he might not feel the weight of the world on his shoulders now that Kane is back here.
What does this say about Kyle Davidson's rebuild? Does this factor in, or is this simply to put people in seats and build excitement?
Well, I think it's a culmination of a lot of things. I think it's definitely to inject some life into the fan base, but more importantly, I think the Hawks are looking to take the next step in their rebuild. And a few years ago, when the Blackhawks did end up trading Patrick Kane to the New York Rangers, it was really never Kane's first choice to want to leave Chicago, but the Hawks had made it known to his camp that they wanted to move on from the Cup guys to allow a new core to develop organically, and some of those guys didn't have to walk around eggshells feeling like it was their locker room and they don't want to overstep. But now that the Hawks are in a position where they want to move this thing forward, Chicago's position has changed, where they circled back to Kane's camp on July 1st and said, hey, we want to move this thing forward and we want you to help us. So this was never a situation where Kane wanted out from the rebuild because he didn't want to be part of it. The Hawks were the one that kind of moved on from those guys, and now the Hawks are saying, hey, we want you back. And so Kane's heart was always here in Chicago, and so I think he feels the warmth and the love again from the Blackhawks organization.
Kevin Wells is at the sports anchor desk today. I know you want to jump in with a question.
Yeah, Charlie, what's going on, man? We were just talking about this earlier. Obviously, super exciting day for a lot of Blackhawks fans. You know, the Blackhawks weren't on TV for a long time. And then in 2007, they started airing all the games. That's when Patrick Kane's rookie year was, obviously, and they took off. So this is a really exciting, all-encompassing day for fans and for the Chicago community. But in terms of the X's and O's and the numbers aspect and the salary cap, things like that, is this $8 million a year salary cap going to hinder them at the trade deadline if they're in it? Are they going to still have opportunities to go and acquire more talent? Because I think a lot of the hockey world is saying, whoa, $8 million a year for a 37-year-old player, he's still going to be productive, but this is something only the Hawks could really offer. There weren't other offers in that ballpark from other teams.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why you see that the cap hit is so high at $8 million. Actually, when Kane was a member of Detroit, he had signed three consecutive one-year deals. And I believe his contract this past season was a $3 million cap hit, but there were bonuses that he could reach up to $5 million. So essentially the total dollars could have been up to $8 million. And so the Hawks are basically saying, we'll just give you the $8 million up front, and we want you back here on a two-year contract, not a one-year contract, because the Hawks aren't seeing this as a victory lap situation where it's like, hey, come back here, let's make it a feel-good story, let's sell some tickets. The Hawks are offered the second year to Patrick Kane because they felt like he could be a productive player in the next 2 years to help elevate the Blackhawks. And so, yeah, to your original question, the $8 million cap hit plays zero role whatsoever on what the Blackhawks are going to be able to do at the trade deadline, both this year and next year, because the Hawks are one of the teams that have the most cap space to spend on of any team, really.
Okay, first game, first time he scores. How crazy is that crowd at the UC going
to
be?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to the home opener, because the first three games that the Blackhawks start their season with is on the road. And I believe their home opener, I think it's either a Friday or Saturday night game at the United Center. And typically for the home opener, they trot out the players' introductions start in the Zamboni tunnel, and they start by jersey number. So like they go from lowest to highest by how they introduce the players. Well, Patrick Kane's number 88, so he's going to be like the last player announced. And so I imagine the buildup of introducing the players, and then they finally get to 88. They're going to have to staple the roof of the United Center shut, because it might blow off when he gets announced.
Are those tickets on sale now?
Absolutely.
Oh, and I bet they're gone, right?
Yeah, they might be gone, because I'm sure ticket sales are skyrocketing, because again, this isn't Patrick Kane, like washed up Patrick Kane. Like he could still produce at a high level. So you can still see Patrick Kane as not as good as he was in his prime here in Chicago, but he's still a very, very good player.
So prediction time then, Charlie. Where does he finish at the end of the year? Let's say he plays a healthy 84 games this year. What's his point total?
All right. I just told you this about an hour ago. I had him at 77 points. But
nice. That's
because I feel like Kane could probably be point per game if Connor Bedard was healthy for the full 84-game season. But because he's not going to play with Connor for the first 3 or 4 weeks while Connor nurses the shoulder injury, I say 77 points, and I honestly can't tell if that's too high or if it's too low. Like, that's how much respect I have for Patrick Kane. Like, I still think he could be a point per game player. So I'll say 77, but I reserve the right to change my opinion until training camp rolls around.
They had three players over 40 last year, so they'll take what they can get. That would be a 70-point season would be incredible from Kane.
That's awesome. Well, I think that he can do it as well. Charlie, thank you so much for jumping in here. What a big day.
Yes. Always great to see you in the flesh, too, Lisa.
Yeah, great to see you, too. I just took a picture of him while he was talking, so we'll put a face to this podcast and post it at WGNRadio.com.